Greetings in the Savior's most worthy name. Anyone on his way to heaven should not be content to go there alone. Our God and Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for everyone listening today who can of a truth say, even as Mr. McGill just sang, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. But Father, too, we thank you because there are others listening who could say the same thing if they were but willing this very hour to turn their self-life over to Christ, to confess and repent of their sin, and receive the Savior who bled and died that they might have eternal life. Bless this hour, our Father, all who are listening. Meet every need because we ask it, giving our thanks in His worthy name. Amen. Once again, we would like to consider from Ephesians chapter 5 the truth of the fact that Christ Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. Throughout the scripture, he pictures this church that he loves and gave himself for as a building. He is the chief cornerstone, and we are those living stones implanted into that building by God the Holy Spirit, when as simple sinners, we trust the resurrected, glorified Christ of Calvary's cross. Additionally, he pictures his church, that church that he loved and gave himself for, as a body. And he tells us that he is the head and we are the members of that body. Each one of us having our own function, our own purpose. We make up the body of Christ, of which he is the only, the sovereign, the eternal head. But then more intimately, he pictures his church, the church which he loved and gave himself for, as a bride. The church is the bride of Christ. Of course, he is the bridegroom. And we who have been cleansed by his precious blood, we who have been saved by his sovereign grace, are members of his church, his bride. Oh, thank God, this one who went to the cross, this one who bore our sins in his own body on the tree, he shall soon return because he's a resurrected, living, eternal Savior. And when he returns, he will take us, those who are living stones in the building, those of us who are members, portions of his body, those of us who are the bride of Christ the bridegroom, will be raptured from this sin-cursed world, and we will be taken to forever, praise God, I repeat, to forever be with Christ, the cornerstone, with Christ, the head of the body, with Christ, the bridegroom. Now, while we're with him in heaven, during that same time, the horrible day of God's wrath, referred to in the scriptures as the time of the tribulation, the last half being the great tribulation, this judgment will be poured out without mercy upon those who are living upon this earth, having rejected Christ as their Savior. We, his blood-bought bride, precious to him, will be with him in heaven. Immediately after our rapture, after our being taken away from this world, after Christ comes for his church, we will go through the judgment seat of Christ. This is not the great white throne judgment. This is not the judgment of the nations. But this is a time when Christians, saved by grace, are rewarded for faithful service. This has nothing to do with our salvation. Salvation is a gift. Salvation is free. Salvation was paid for by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And our salvation will not be the issue. But at that time called the judgment seat of Christ, we who are his will be rewarded. Every man, the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians, will have his praise of God. But right after that will take place the marriage of the Lamb. Oh, listen, Christian friend, what a glorious, bright future we have. How much in contrast our bright future is to those who have rejected Christ, those living today who die in their sins. And he says, if you die in your sins where I am, ye cannot come. But how much in contrast will be the portion that's ours, forever with the living Christ, like him, sharing in all his glory as the bride of the eternal bridegroom. And yet there are those listening to my voice today who have never responded to his invitation when he says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. And because you have not responded, you're lost. You're condemned already, John chapter 3. You're without God and without hope. And when you die in your sins, it's only the eternal burning, a place called hell, later the lake of fire, standing before that great white throne judgment and hearing those fearful words from the sovereign God, God, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And you know who will be at that great white throne? You know who will be enduring the wrath of God throughout eternity in the lake of fire? It will be those who choose to go there. That's right. They make that choice by refusing to accept Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. They refuse the Lamb of God who bled and died in their place instead. And in rejecting and refusing Him and turning from His love, they choose that awful place of wrath and judgment, the fiery pit of hell, the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, where all whose name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Listen, friend, God's not going to look for ink on a church roll. He's going to look for your name in the Lamb's book of life. How can it be inscribed there? Only as you come as a guilty, hell-deserving sinner and trust the Lord of glory, the Christ of God, the Lamb who died and yet who lives in your behalf. Oh, in view of this great contrast, it is so vital, it's so necessary that all of us who are Christians, all of us who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, be found faithful to the task to which He has called, listen, every Christian. And that is simply the task of sharing Christ. Oh, so many people think that telling the old, old story, telling the good news, telling the glad tidings, sharing Christ is the job of the minister, the preacher, the evangelist, the missionary. Well, certainly they are to share it also. But I want to suggest to you from the Word of God that though we have seen in recent weeks how God will give to an individual the gift of an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher, He has called every child of God to share Christ, to live for His glory, and to seek to bring dying men and women to a living Savior. Friend of mine, this is your task. It's man who has set up the difference, the distinction between the clergy and the laity. You don't find this distinction in the New Testament. God doesn't say some of you are going to be clergymen and some of you are going to be laymen. Some of you will be among the clergy and some will be the laity. No, this is man's invention. God has called each one of us as priests of God, as we've seen in the last few weeks, holy priests to go in and worship Him, and royal priests to carry the blessings of God to others all about us. In 2 Corinthians, for an example, we read that we are given the word of reconciliation and the ministry of reconciliation because we are, I'm reading from 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, we are the ambassadors for Christ. What a privilege. What an honor. Surely if the president of these United States called one of us and said, I want you to be my representative, my ambassador in a foreign country, my, what an honor it would be. How unqualified we would feel. Because, realize it or not, an ambassador doesn't represent this country as such, nor does it represent the Congress or the Senate. But an ambassador from the United States going to a foreign country is the personal representative of the president himself. And what an honor it is to be in a foreign country and to work with diplomats and so on, representing the president of this country. And so it is, beloved, we who are the children of God, we who are saints, we who are priests of God, we who have been justified by His blood, we are called to be ambassadors to represent our Christ in this foreign country that crucified and rejected and said, we'll not have this man to reign over us. What is our responsibility as representatives, as ambassadors? We find it in Matthew chapter 28. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. And He said just prior to that, all power is given unto me. And beloved, that's exactly what I'm trying to do this morning to those listening out of Christ, to introduce you to the Christ who bore your sins, who bled for you, who died in your room instead, who arose for your justification, that you might recognize that salvation is a gift, and that whosoever will may be saved. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Will you trust Him? Will you receive Him? Will you be born again today and know that your sins are forgiven? Christian friend, be found faithful to the commission. Go ye, share Christ to a world that's dying without a knowledge of the truth that Christ, the living Christ, died for their sins. May God bless you.